Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, and she is the president of the Gaydon Institute and the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, knows more about public health care policy anybody on the planet, and we're so happy and grateful to have her available to us from time to time. Grace Marie, thanks again for joining us. There are so many things that were illuminated by this election, Grace Marie. There was the impact of other constituencies on election results, the rise of the impact of the young people, the rise of the impact of minorities, the diminishing of the impact of white America. So many things were illuminated. The fact that people were willing to vote for a president because he made a photo op at a storm and left, that was at 15%. That was a big deal to them, but yet people didn't hold him accountable. A majority did not hold the president accountable for the economy. I mean, these are very illuminating times about America, aren't they?
I think there really is extraordinary illiteracy in this country about what makes economies work and prosper and grow, and that's really the fault of our educational system. If people don't really understand cause and effect, incentives, how this economy has become the beacon for the world, mm-hmm. if they don't understand that, then they can't elect the leaders that will continue or, in this case, regenerate our economy. Mm-hmm. We are on a downward trajectory of thinking that with people who think that government has all the answers, including President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think the government has all the answers, you've got your guy. But where does government get its resources? They somehow seem
government doesn't have a job.
There's some magical place where government gets money,
yeah.
And yes, it can print it, but at the expense of all the rest of us.
Yeah.
If we don't have incentives, if we don't have reward for people to work hard and produce and succeed, then you are not going to have the jobs of tomorrow. And I really do worry that this is a tipping point for this country. And unless the Republican Party begins to figure out why they lost partly demographics, partly because they weren't able to explain their message better, partly because Mitt Romney, as good a president as I believe he would have been, was hugely compromised in being able to talk about key issues like Obamacare.
That's part of it. You forecast that months and months and months ago. But also, the Republicans, as I've said before, Grace Marie, and I said this in the last hour, In the Olympic blood sport of politics, Democrats are better than Republicans are.
They are.
And
they care more because they got more at stake. That's their livelihood.
Yeah, it is. So what does the GOP got to do to become relevant again?
Well, George Will said last night, he said that the one winner in these elections is Marco Rubio. Because he and Ted Cruz from Florida,
yeah.
where you have people from with a Hispanic background that can
mm-hmm.
bring in and talk to people who are disaffected by liberalism and
mm-hmm.
by, you know, government-centric politics, that they can begin to expand the message. Arthur Davis, we had a fundraiser here
yep.
at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Davis, as you know, from Alabama, who's trying to tell the Republican Party, you've got to change.
Yep.
You've got to figure out how you're going to bring in the minorities and the people who feel left out of the Republican Party with your message of hope. The fact that Mia Love lost her election for the congressional seat in Utah, this wonderful black Republican.
She lost. I did not see that.
She lost.
Wow.
And she was, you know,
in Utah. Wow.
Nationalized.
Wow.
And, you know, she was running against an incumbent, but a Democrat in Utah. Romney took Utah by 70%. It was the biggest margin in the country, and Mihalov lost.
I don't understand how that happened.
I don't either. I've got to read about
it. That's bizarre. That is really bizarre.
That shows
she's already she's already gotten elected before to as mayor.
Yes, right.
Wow.
And she gave such a great speech at the convention. But, you know, another bright spot is there are now 33, it looks like, Republican governors in the state.
That is interesting. We picked up, but it doesn't seem, but we already had a majority of Republican governors, and that didn't seem to help in the election.
Yes, because it's really federal policies that are driving so much.
Were you shocked at how badly New Hampshire and Wisconsin went for Obama?
Yes, absolutely.
When New Hampshire went the way it did, that's when I knew things were not good for Romney.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people from Massachusetts are moving to New Hampshire. That's the only thing to explain.
Yeah.
You know, and when you get the primary.
Well, and that's the same thing. Yeah, exactly. It's happened in Colorado. It's happened in Virginia. It happened in North Carolina, too. Grace Marie, last thoughts before we go.
Last thoughts are that there are really truths in how the world works, and small business owners know that. And they will prevail one way or the other. We just have to do a much better job of explaining to the American people causes and consequences. And now, last thought, Barack Obama is now going to have to deal with the mess he inherited.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
From himself.
He can't blame it on anybody else, can he?
That's right.
Hey, Greg, Galen.org, right? Galen.org. Folks, check out her website and support all the good work that she does. Thank you, Grace Marie. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.